Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, and in our 24th year. Having a great visit with our good friend Tiana Lawrence. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Tiana is the author of Blockchain for Dummies. She's been a very successful technology expert and practitioner in that industry, and she's now an investor. Tiana, you've been doing, you've got some investments in your already in your portfolio in small companies, small upstarts. I'm gonna call them upstarts instead of startups, and because they're not only starting up a new business, they're starting up things that nobody's ever heard of before. And you've got a whole bunch more in your on your radar. Tell us about what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what those some of these look like.
So I've been angel investing for 5 years. In fact, which I co-founded, was one of the first investments. And I've always been passionate about emerging technology.
Tell them what Factum does.
Factum built the first enterprise blockchain software, projects with the Department of Homeland Security and the Gates Foundation. But I'm passionate about all different types of emerging technologies. And this year, I launched a venture fund because when I looked at what I wanted my response to COVID to be, I was like, you know what creates jobs and what this kind of opportunity is. Everybody is at home and finally has the opportunity to work on the business idea that they just never had the opportunity to work on before. So I'm like, can I put together a small fund that can help launch these companies with a digital incubator to help get them to the stage where they can take on seed and A round investment. So we launched our first cohort this fall, three companies. We had an ag tech company that builds robotic systems and IoT networks for small farmers. We also did a high-altitude airship company that can deploy telecommunication across 5,000 square miles.
The guy who's going into space. What's his name? You know who I'm talking about. The South African. Isn't he doing
Elon Musk? Isn't he doing something similar to that? Well, he has a satellite network. The difference between a satellite network and a high-altitude airship is satellites are out in space.
Yeah.
High-altitude airship is at 60,000 feet.
That's the word I was waiting on, 60,000. Okay, that's pretty high. That's above airlines. Okay, go ahead.
It's above airlines and in a fairly unregulated space.
Do they stay sort of tethered to the ground? Do they rotate with the... with the Earth, if an airship launches over Iowa, does it stay over Iowa, what does it do? How does it stay where it is in space, in the high altitude?
So these little guys are mobile. They're not tethered. They have a little device on them that allows them to move around about 55 miles an hour. So you can deploy them from one location and then spread them out.
So they actually are strategically moved around. They're not, and I say tethered, I didn't mean physically tethered, but all right. So I'm a pilot, so anything aviation gets me going. I got time for one more quick one.
The AI company. I invested in an artificial intelligence company. So
what are they going to
those
do?
Were the three, and I'm looking for 15 more. I don't like the way that recommendation engines work. When you go on Netflix mm-hmm. or Amazon, they sort of just show mm-hmm. you what you've purchased before, or they put you into a bucket, and you end up in this sort of like death spiral of clicking. And I'll spend an hour trying to find something to watch and then not find mm-hmm. anything. And so this company is working on sentiment and taste. So it's like, what is the actual taste of a consumer versus
you're scaring me now, because I can imagine your system flashing a big thing on my screen that says, "Classic game, obviously you have no taste." Hey, Tiana Lawrence, .com, is that right? TianaLawrence.com?
It's TianaLawrence.com and LawrenceCapital.com.
LawrenceCapital.com. Blockchain for Dummies is her book. Hey, Tiana, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Aren't you glad we have smart people like that on our brain trust, ladies and gentlemen? I know I am. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.